This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, is there much influencing the cattle markets right now?
Well, not really. We talked yesterday how the negative cattle inventory report was a drain on the downside, but the positive cash of 138 last week was a positive sign. Today, we saw a little mixed trade, but we was mostly positive. But we did come off the highs of the session, feeder cattle much more than the live cattle. The big thing today was a big surge in box beef prices. Choice up $2.84, selects up $2.27 on a movement of 64 loads. We saw cattle kill only 80,000 head. That's mainly because of some plants being shut down due to the winter storm moving across the North Country. At the close, February cattle, 5 cents higher. April live cattle, 32 higher. March feeders up 7. May feeders up 32. And lean hogs took a hit today, down $1.60 on the April contract.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Tom, what's leading to the mixed trade across the grains?
Leslie, you just have to sum it up by saying technicals. There was nothing fundamentally out there to get excited about today. Egypt did tender for wheat yesterday after our markets closed, but no one would offer them any wheat. A little concerned about some money issues and also concerns about them having a zero tolerance on a fungus that they're concerned about. Other than that, the markets did see corn and soybeans make new highs for 2016. The wheat market did not get that high. They all pulled off their highs, but only corn and beans closed positive. March KC wheat down a penny and a half. July KC down a penny and three quarters. March Chicago wheat was unchanged. March corn closed a penny and a quarter higher. July corn up 2 cents. March soybeans 5 and a half higher. July beans were up 7 cents. And March cotton today, 51 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.